Praise God.
Amen and amen. Are we still connected?
Yes, Lord. I give you praise, and I give you glory. I don't need nobody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Confidence, darling. Gray, are you back?
Oh, everybody got cut off.
God bless you, Prophet Michael Ellis. God bless you, Prophet Brittany.
Prophet Angela.
The darling brave, we have to pause that.
Prophet is Barbara Tucker's back.
Amen.
That was back.
Thank you, Prophet Dallas.
Glenda Freeman.
Thank you, Prophet Glenda.
You're welcome.
Janice Hodge.
Thank you, Prophet Janice Hodge.
God bless you. Let's continue.
Amen. So we're going to start at the top. Prophet Alexander Gray, please begin. If you're back.
Yes, I'm back. Prophet.
Amen.
Father, lead your voice
in prayer. Amen.
Father, we thank you for the ministry angel that's a account about the safety of those being shot in the street. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they'll begin to watch how they walk and how they carry themselves and not bring attention to themselves to cause themselves to be victims of crime, victims of murder, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that the families are covered by the blood of Jesus. Well, you said family is the heart of God, the Father, and the first institution was family. So we thank you, Father, that families are covered right now in the name of Jesus, that there will be intervention and to begin to rise up and pray against these police murders, against these incidents that is causing lives to be taken out in the streets, young men and young women, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, that the blood of Jesus covers, protects, and shields them from all hurt, harm, and danger, no weapon, shape, or form, or fashion, and so prosper. And every time that rises against them and judge, we condemn it right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the ministering angels that's intervening on their behalf right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
All prophets, love it down there. Second, that will be give us this daily bread and sweet forgiveness of trespass against and lead us to the evil and is the prophet of glory, the Reverend Amen. Heavenly prophet, we thank you this time of gap. We thank you for the prophet. Once again, we're praying that. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing the department of the ministry. Thank you for blessing, Lord God, the prophetess, Lord God, tonight. Thank you. Now, wisdom and understanding. And we thank you, Lord God, for giving them endurance too, Lord God. Thank you for the Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan prophetess, Deborah Jordan. Thank you, Lord God, for the Jordan legacy. Thank you for Prophet Joshua Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for all each and every person that's on this prayer line, God. We pray to give them strength. We pray to give them endurance. We pray to give them, Lord God, encourage, motivation, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, to give them success and prosperity in the things of God. We thank you, Lord God, for divine protection, Lord God, for them, Lord God, for them and their loved ones. And we thank you, Lord God, for leading them by the Spirit, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty and powerful name. Amen.
Glory be to God, even so, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, Lord, for this day, Lord, that you have made, that we can truly rejoice and say, thank you for your greatness. Thank you, Father, for your anointing. Thank you, Father, for the open door. Thank you, Father, for the open heaven. And we thank you, Father, for the word network, Father, that your, Lord, that your anointing and your word will go forth with accuracy and with authority, Father, in demonstration that you are God. And God and God alone. We thank you, Father, for Lord Jesus, for your angels on assignment. Lord, your angel of protection, your ministering angels, your angels of deliverance, Father, ministering healing, even to those who are oppressed. We thank you, Father, for the healing that is flowing in the line of those who are sick and afflicted in body. That, Father, you are strengthening them, God. You raise them up, Lord, as a healed, whole, and divine. We thank you, Father, for our Bishop Ebenezer Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, and Father, the launching of the Word Network, Father, that your Word would continue, Lord, even Lord, to the Lord of the millions of people, even others, my God, to the globalization of the prophetic. We thank you, Father, for the anointing is what breaks the yokes and set the captives free. We thank you, Father, for Prophet Mother Mary Jordan, Prophet Mother Mary Berea, Father, continue to strengthen that you're continue lifting them up, my God, in strength and Father, and in recovering, Father, with your anointing. We thank you, Father, for every member represented on the line. We thank you for the ministry, Father, that you are continue to expand. And Father, Lord, we thank you, Father, for the borders you are, Lord, you are expanding, my God, way out in the globalization of the prophetic. Thank you for your grace and your favor upon the line and upon this. As we give you praise, honor, and glory for the prosperity is already occurring. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And Father God, we just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the expansion that you have for your people and that you're bringing into their lives, even in the ministry, Lord God, as we begin to expand and go back, Father God, to where it started. Even for me, Lord God, we thank you for the invitation and the request that you're sending out, Lord God, by your master prophet for people to come forth. We thank you, Father God, for all of the voices that are adding to this clarion call, Father God, to the heavens to bring down the strongholds, to bring forth the strength, Lord God, to bring forth the I am healed, Lord God, to bring forth I am rich, to bring forth I am strong, Lord God. We thank you for the declarations and the decrees, Father God, that you are honoring in this season, Father God, for as we all come together in agreement and you are in the midst, Lord God, we thank you for these things. We thank you, Father God, for there is no good thing that you will withhold from us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that as we come into one mind and one language, there is nothing you shall withhold from us, Lord God. So allow that mind, this mind that be in Christ, be in us, Lord God. Thank you for the revelation, Lord God. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the declaration, Lord God. Lord, it's something, a mighty move that you must be doing, Lord God, to allow these disruptions to keep coming forth, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, and we just rebuke the devil, Lord God. We rebuke the devourer for our sakes, Lord God. We thank you for doing those things. We thank you for putting things in divine order. We thank you, Father God, for clarity. We thank you, Father God, for all things that you do for us, for all things work together for our good. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for just bringing families back together, relationships back together. We just thank you for the peace, Lord God. We thank you for the healing, the divine miracles, Lord God. We thank you for the people that your prophets come forth and speak to, take up your bed and walk. Open your eyes and you shall see. Open the ears and they may hear, Lord God. Oh, good and faithful Lord, we just thank you for the things that you're doing and the undertakings that you have for your people and this ministry, Lord God. And I am blessed and grateful that the new thing that you're doing, even in television with this ministry that brought me here, Lord God, you have reestablished, Lord God. And we thank you for you shall do a new thing in us, Lord God. And I thank you for forgiving us for all of our sins. And Father God, I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. And I just thank you for guiding me here, for this is truly home and my home. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love. And thank you for this prayer line, God. And thank you for Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God, and for allowing us this platform. Thank you that brothers can come together and dwell in unity, oh God, and we can pray in faith, God. Thank you for each and every person listening in on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, God. Thank you for each and every prophet and prophetess on the line, God. Thank you for the men coming forth, God. Thank you for your love and your faithfulness to us, God. And I thank you for healing my own body. Thank you for healing my sister, God, from mini stroke, oh God. Thank you, God, for your covering, your protection. I love you, Lord. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father God, for this space, Father God. that you've offered us here on tonight, Father God, that we can come together and pray for all your God's people. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your blessings, for they make us rich and they add no sorrow, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. It is that peace that shall guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the company of prophets, Father God. We thank you for the globalization of the prophets, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the ministry and the new direction in which you're taking it, Father God. We bless your people on tonight, Father God, and we say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Rise up, walk, and do what has God called you to do in this season. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the Archbishop Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God. We thank you for the direction in which you're taking them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your blessings that surround them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit's guidance and leadings in this season, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all things right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for tearing down of family altars, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance, Father God. We thank you for setting the captives free on tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance and families, Father God. Generational curses, Father God. Diabetes, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the deliverance of your people on tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you healed all our diseases, Father God. We thank you for the strength of your angels, Father God, that encamp around about us, Father God. We thank you for the warring angels, Father God, that war for us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the children, Father God, in this season that will go forth and speak your oracles, Father God. We thank you for the anointing that you have placed on this ministry, Father God, in globalizing the prophetic, Father God. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all things in our lives, Father God, all good things, Father God, for goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your covering. We thank you, Lord God, that we are covered by your blood, that we are protected by your blood, that we are saved by your blood. But we just thank you for salvation. We thank you for life, Lord God. We thank you that what we are experiencing and what we've come from, Lord God, is not the end, but there is better and more to come. In this season, in this hour, we thank you for the overflow of increase in our finances, increase in our consciousness, in our mind, increase in wisdom, Lord God, increase in the different relationships, Lord God. We thank you that increase is our portion in this hour and in this season. We thank you for the prophetic that continues to guide, us, Lord God. We thank you for the prophetic that continues to fill us up. We thank you for the prophetic that continues to make us whole when we are broken. We thank you that the prophetic word that is over our lives comes into great manifestation and propels us forward. We thank you, Lord God, for the leaders and the shepherds to continue to speak into our lives. We thank you for all that mercy, Lord God, that is showered upon us in this hour, in this season, in this time. And Lord, we walk in great strength and courage, knowing that your word shall never fall to the ground. Lord, we thank you for the strength to stand against our naysayers and our enemies, Lord God, and use them as our footstool to rise above. Lord, I pray for all those right now who are dealing with the challenge, whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual, Lord God, that you remind us that because we are covered by the blood, because we stand and we sit by you, Lord God, that we can overcome everything, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for our prayers that we are praying. We petition, Lord God, we lift them up that they will come into great manifestation. Whatever concerning our businesses, ideas, relationships, family, Lord, I just thank you for making things whole and complete and perfect in your time and in your will.
Amen.
I pray for our men and our leaders in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this time of gathering, God. You are such an awesome God, and I thank you for every prophet, every saint, every Christian, everyone on this line, Father God. I thank you for covering their homes, Father God. Thank you thus far for bringing forth the miracles. Thank you for everybody that is assembled on the prayer list, Father God. You know the names and you know the spirit, Father God, and we trust in you, Father God, in this hour for deliverance, for hearing, for healing, Father. Even, Father God, he that has an ear to hear what you have to say, Father God, in our silent time, that we can hear your words and get your directions, Father God. Thank you for blessing us with every step, Father God. Everywhere that we go, Father God, may we be that living Episcopal. May we be that vessel. May we be that example. May we be able to help someone, Father God, as we demonstrate Jesus' love, Father God. May we be in the space, in that time, in that destined place, Father God, that you can use us, Father God. Anything that's not like you, Father God, we cancel that out in the name of Jesus so that you arise in us. Oh, and we give your name the praise. We thank you for globalizing the prophetic, Father God, the beginning, Father God, so that all that know will know that there is a word from you, God, that there is an answer from you, God, and we thank you. We thank you, God, because even though things that we don't understand, Father God, doesn't mean that it won't be taken care of. For we decree and we declare clarity in situations. We decree and declare salvation. And we decree and declare protection over your children, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for we're trusting that there is that day that the enemy will definitely be cast down, even from the court system to the presidential system and even through the police department, Father God. We thank you, God, for favor when we walk. Amen. And we give your name constantly the praise. Amen. God bless.
Amen. I love the Lord because he had heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear unto me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pain of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple, and I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with thee. For thou has delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. Father God, I thank you for another day and another opportunity to come before your presence. Father, I thank you for victory. I thank you for restoration. I thank you for debt cancellation. I thank you for open doors of success and prosperity. Father, I thank you for your people on this line that has come to be on one accord before you. Father, I thank you for the prayer request that's been uttered on this line, the sick and shut-in, the elderly. Father, I thank you for covering the men and women that are serving the country so diligently. Father, cover the president and his cabinet in this season and have his ear inclined to your wisdom and your word to move the country forward. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenon Jordan, and the legacy of the Jordan family, as well as every individual that's on this line. And I give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. You are the King of glory, mighty in battle, and you make the crooked places straight, O Lord. You set a door before us, and we choose life on today. You set the captives free, and we intercede for our loved ones and our extended family members on today. Oh, hail King Jesus. We are sanctified in you. We are the heirs of salvation, and we have been blessed with spiritual blessings in high places. We bind and rebuke all spirits of poverty that would try to oppress us, O Lord, and we call forth miracles, signs, and wonders to show up in our lives daily. We cooperate with you, Holy Spirit. Be it unto us now, O Father. We take possession of it now, O Father. We thank you, O Lord, for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and the ministry of the prophetic. And we thank you, O Father God, for the globalization of it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Prophet Tiny, are you there?
Yes, yes, and yes. Amen and amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ, we are saving Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord my Savior. the all-knowing God, past, present, and the future. I will worship God and adore him for whoever he is. Heaven is his throne and the earth of his throne. Father, we thank you right now for every prophet on the line, my Father. We thank you, Father, for your anointing. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you even for the spirit of intercession this morning, Father. We worship you, my Lord, and we bow before your throne. We are saying, Father, there is no other God except you, my God. You are our omnipresent God in everywhere, Lord. He is omnipresent in all power. I am the clay, and he is our potter, and we work in his hands. Father, we thank you this morning, Father, even for the power of healing upon us, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are releasing your power upon the prophets on the line, my Father. We thank you even for the spirit of Master Prophet and Pastor Tepasoda. We thank you, my Father, as you are increasing them daily, my Father. We thank you even for the prophets that you are increasing daily, my Father. We thank you for the spirit of intercession. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. And Father, we thank you for victory this evening, God. And we thank you, Father God, that this is a season, God, where we're moving forward and moving into our divine places. And Father God, moving into a new and a fresh anointing. Thank you for the fresh oil, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving us, God, into new territories. And we're opening, you're opening doors for us, God, that no man can shut. We thank you, Father God, that we're walking upright before you, God. And we are possessing ye the land, God. We thank you that wherever our feet trod, God, the land will be blessed, the people will be blessed, the city will be blessed, God. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, say to the wind, thus saith the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon the slain, that they may live. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, God, for your word is quick and it is powerful. You said before one jot or tittle of your word fail, heaven and earth shall pass away. And Father, we send your word because you said you send your word to heal. We thank you, God, for healing in your wings. We thank you for healing on this line. We thank you for the healing virtue that's flowing even now, touching everyone under the sound of our voice from the top of their head to the tip of their toes. Healing flowing even not only to everyone on the call, but through the very bloodlines that are represented on this call. We decree and declare healing from every generational curse, healing from every root of bitterness, healing from every financial matter, healing, Lord God, from every disease, healing from every broken heart, healing from depression, healing from every diagnosis contrary to your word. We thank you, Lord, that everyone under this call is brought into right divine alignment, and we give you glory, honor, and praise for our Archbishop and our leading lady. We thank you for the company of prophets and those traveling with them. Father God, we cover them with a mighty hand of protection. The blood of Jesus prevail. For traveling, grace and mercy, safe travel, safe return, and provision for the journey. And we give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophet Olympia, the announcements, please.
Amen and amen. All conference call schedules, 9 a.m., join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan Monday through Saturday. Amen. And we have our 12 noon call, Pop Life Radio, which is the power of prayer. Amen. And that will be from Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then you want to join our 8 p.m. conference call with our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets. That's held from Monday through Saturday. Amen. And all the conference call numbers are 1-515-604-9266. Again, it's 1-515-604-9266. And you want to join our very own Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan right back here for another powerful, electrifying Midnight Cry. Amen. Right here at the same number. And if you have any prayer requests, you can go to Pastor Deborah Jordan's website. That's www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Amen. Now, if you want to give, text to give. It's one way you can donate. You can go to 646-762-0433. Again, it's 646-762-0433. And type the word and donate if you want to donate. And if you want to do your tithes and offering, if this conference call has been a blessing, you want to make sure that you go there to text to give your offering. Amen. And could it be what you're seeking is seeking you? Please join the poem conference call, the secret call, and that's at 641-715-3631. Again, the number is 641-715-3631, and the passcode is 533-404 and the pound sign. Again, the passcode number is 533-404 and the pound sign. And this call is held Tuesday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're still in the season of the Book of the Month 4. Yay! Amen. And if you'd like to be a part of the Book of the Month 4, please call the moderator at our customer care number, 888-831-0433. Again, the number is 888-831-0434. That's my correction, 888-831-0434. Let the moderator know that you want to enroll in the Book of the Month number 4. Prophetess Darling Gray.
Amen and amen. Wow. Wow and wow.
Yes.
Why am I saying wow? Women of Wisdom. May 12th, 2018 at the Rebel Hotel, 8-08 in Queens, Amen, New York. From 12 noon to 4 p.m., our pre-Mother's Day luncheon hosted by our very own leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, amen, and a host of women that will be standing with her for this marvelous pre-Mother's Day luncheon. Amen. The cost is $60. Amen. And you can actually call, amen, the 888-831-0434 number, amen, and purchase your tickets, amen, for this wonderful event, and you don't want to miss it, amen. It promises to be, amen, all the rave in Queens, amen, in the tri-state area of New York, amen, with our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, amen. And we want to encourage you, if you had the opportunity to watch our very first telecast on the Word Network hosted by our very own Master Prophet, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, and Lady Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, amen, and the wonderful singing, amen, by Elder Bratton and Prophetess Barbara Tucker and the choir, amen, and our guests, Prophetess Bishop Iona Locke, amen. You missed a treat if you did not have an opportunity to witness the first live telecast, amen. But if you want to be a blessing, amen, to sustain and to amen, participate in the giving of that work. Amen. Prophet Olivia, give that number for text to give.
Amen and amen. The text to give number is 646-762-0433. Again, the number is 646-762-0433, and type and donate to text your offering. Amen. Prophet Darlene.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. And people of God, get your seed in the ground. Get your tithe in the ground. Amen. Who you sustain will determine how you are maintained. Amen. I challenge you on this morning, amen, to get your seed in the ground. Amen. And seal your prayer. Amen. In the Old Testament, the people of God didn't just come begging for the priest for help. They came with their gift. They came with their offering. Amen. And we ask that you honor, amen, the word of the Lord and sow your seed. Amen. Honoring God for the answer to your prayer. Amen. God bless you. Company of Prophets, you did it again. Thank you. Amen, for your stand. Thank you for standing in the gap. Thank you for standing in the stead of our leading lady. Amen. Archbishop, appreciate you. Lady Deborah appreciates and loves you. I love you to life and honor you for your sacrifice. Amen. Company of Prophets, bless you in the name of the Lord. As we cover and stand for the people of God, God will stand for us. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful Thursday. Peace.
God bless.